In this edition of In the Trenches with Dave Lappin, brought to you by First Star Logistics, we visit with Lou Anarumo as he gets ready to face the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is a unique talent. There is no question about that. And I give a lot of credit to offensive coordinator Greg Roman because he has put together and created an offensive package that emphasizes and highlights Lamar Jackson's skills. Lamar Jackson right now, 7th in the NFL in rushing yards, 9th in the NFL in passing yards. He's a one-man show, but he does have teammates, and he does have other good players to lean on. And we'll talk with Lou Anarumo about how he's going to try to handle Jackson and his cohorts. You're in the trenches with Dave Lappin, brought to you by First Star Logistics. We're in the beautiful studios at First Star Logistics, and we're joined by defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo of the Cincinnati Bengals and coach. Ant masterminded a masterpiece. I mean, that game plan was well put together and well executed by your players. You have to feel pretty pleased about what went on up in Detroit.
Yeah, I thought the guys handled the, you know, it started with the week's preparation. I thought that, we made a big emphasis that we didn't want Green Bay to beat us twice. And, we came into the week that way. And I thought the players approached everything the way we wanted them to. We had a really good week of practice, and it showed up on Sunday. So all the players did, players and coaches did a wonderful job getting the guys ready to go.
The first half, it still boggles my mind every time I look at the numbers. 29 snaps, 51 yards, total offense for the Detroit Lions. I mean, you suffocated them in that first half. Is that as well as, you know, you can play, do you think, Coach?
I think so. Well, I hope, you know, I hope there's some more of those out there. But, I think, as I've been mentioning to everybody, I think it always starts with the guys up front and how they're playing. DJ Reader and his gang of guys that are just really playing so physical, Larry Okunjobi and, on down the road, Josh Tupou and, go down the road, inside and outside, with Sam and our guy Trey and Wyatt Ray and Cam Sample, all those guys just really doing a super job, and linebackers as well as the DBs.
Yeah, that's the thing that it seems like every level of your defense is playing in concert. You know, everybody is where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be there, and really rallying for each other, it seems like. Yeah.
BJ Hill will get mad at me if I don't say nice thing about BJ.
There you go.
BJ's my guy. I agree with you. They're playing together, and they believe, and that's it's showing up how hard they're playing.
You know, it on a weekly basis, you put up some incredible numbers. You're in the top five in a bunch of categories, significant categories defensively, top 10 in a bunch more defensively. I mean, all the significant categories, you're in the top five, including points allowed. And points allowed is what it's all about. Everything else is window dressing, but it's, you got to keep people off the scoreboard. And your red zone play has been pretty outstanding. There's no question. You're only allowing a little over 52% conversion on touchdowns in the red zone, which is, I think, 7th in the league, and 4 times no points for the opponent. I mean, 4 different possessions. That's a heck of a thing.
Yeah, huge. Yeah.
Why is red zone so effective, Coach?
Well, we obviously make a huge emphasis on it. You know, like we do all the situations. You know, back when we first got here in 2019, we certainly didn't play up to what we thought were our standards. But the one thing we did do well was, I think we finished in the top 5 or 6 in the red zone. Took a step back last year in that category, but we're kind of back at it again this year. And listen, you hit it, you hit the nail on the head, and it's about who has points. the yards, you want to be great, but keep points off the board. That's how you win games, and it's been a huge huge response by the guys, and they're handling it well.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, that those 4 possessions without a score in the red zone, that's tied for 5th best in the National Football League as well. And this week's upcoming opponent, the Baltimore Ravens, their defense 6 times they've held an opponent without scoring a point, which is tied for second. So, I mean, I think red zone defense is going to be a monster in this football game against the Ravens, don't you, Coach?
I think it always is, but when you're playing such a dynamic group of offensive weapons led by the quarterback and how well he does everything, to say that you're going to stop somebody like that, you know, you're talking about just containing these guys as best you can. And again, when they do get down there, you just have to play great red zone. You have to play great third down. But they're too talented, and the quarterback is too talented to think any other way.
This guy is seventh in the National Football League in rushing yards. He's ninth in the National Football League in passing yards. Him, individual. He's like a one-man show. I don't think I've ever seen a guy, maybe Michael Vick, that set up his passing attack by his own running game. I mean, he's a unique character, isn't he?
Yeah, you took the words out of my mouth. You know that he is very, very unique. He's outstanding at his job. You know, he continues to just impress everybody in every facet, whether it's throwing the ball, sitting in the pocket, whatever he's asked to do. The guy is at the top of the heap in our league. And how he does it. He's a tremendous quarterback all around.
Coach, such a challenge to get ready on a week-to-week basis because of the talent level of the players in the National Football League. And then you compound that with these coaches that come up with unbelievable different ways to approach it. I mean, different offensive attacks, different schemes, different personnel groups, different formations, different everything on a week-to-week basis. You guys, I mean, you go from like North to South Pole and everything in between in terms of, okay, this team's going to run it. This team's going to throw it. Here's how they're going to run it. Here's what they do when they throw it. I mean, it's remarkable, the diversity of attacks in the NFL, isn't it?
It is. And then especially in our division with when you add Baltimore to the mix and how, again, how unique they are and what they do and the skilled players that they have and the way they block up front. And, you know, it fits so well. We have such great respect for them and how they go about their business. And, our guys will be ready to go. And, they know that every game is a big game, but especially when you're playing in a division game, it's adds that much to it.
You know, there's the mental preparation part of it and recognition, communication, all the things that go along with it. But with that, you have to be confident that you've made the right decision, because you still have to play fast, because these guys do all that stuff to try to confuse you, and then they're going 100 miles an hour and they're right in your face. I mean, that's almost like, wow, this is a wake-up call. I got to be ready for everything here.
Yeah, it's they certainly, Coach Roman does a great job of mixing it up on you. They'll carry more runs into a game probably than most teams, and then the play actions off of it, they just stress you in so many different ways. But at the end of the day, like you said, Lap, it's about getting off blocks. It's about being sure tacklers in the open field, staying on top of routes in the back end, not giving them the shot plays. You know, it sounds simple, but it'll come down to us, like you said, playing really fast, making sure we're sound in our assignments when it comes to the option part of it, and then not letting them get a big play, both in the run or in the pass game.
Paul Brown, one of the greatest coaches ever, he was my first exposure in the National Football League as a head coach, and he was like, all right, I've got rules. I'm not just talking about discipline, fines, and all that stuff. I'm talking about X and O football rules. I have rules that I want you to apply, and over the years, I've made my rules as simple as I possibly can to cover as many things as possible. One rule is going to cover a bunch of things for you. Believe in me, trust in me, learn these rules, and you'll be able to apply it to a lot of different things you're going to see during the course of a game. Is that the secret to success with an offense like this?
I think so. I think every week, right, you got to have, hey, here's what the defense is. And, every defense is ruled out so that no matter what they do, you can handle it. This week it throws in, even more, throws in a curveball, and you got to have a couple other set of rules with all the option stuff that they run. So, but at the end of the day, you're right. We got to make sure that we're on top of our assignments and, Because it's hard to simulate this stuff. You know, it's going to, the first time they see it will be the first time they see it full speed. It's just, they're so, so good at it. We'll be up to the challenge.
Yeah. That obviously is, the other part of it. You don't have a Lamar Jackson to simulate what Lamar Jackson is going to do. I mean,
there's only one of them on the planet. So
yeah, exactly. You can't find another guy to do that. He's the only guy that can do it. So as you're running reps as such, you know, it's like, man, okay, yeah, I feel good about this. Then all of a sudden you go on the field out in Baltimore, it's warp speed. It's like, wait a minute now, this is a little bit different than what I practiced tempo-wise all week long. It does take players a little while to adjust to that, doesn't it?
I do. I think so. And the speed of it and the speed of the blocks and you go back to the days in college where you're defending option football and, you know, generally it takes the guys a little bit to, okay, we can play at this speed level and fit the blocks the right way and fit our responsibilities. And, oh, by the way, you had a phenomenal, phenomenal player like Lamar, where now you got to tackle him and get him on the ground. It just becomes that much more difficult.
Yeah, I know people, are like, high school, college, we had guys like that, and we ran a spy. Well, you know, if a spy has to be able to get them on the ground, right? I mean, if you're running a spy, and I'm not saying, I mean, people do it. But if you take a spy, somebody out of coverage or whatever, and he's spying Lamar, now he better be able to get him on the ground because you've taken somebody out on the back end that, you know, you'd like to have back there. So
No doubt. I mean, you're right. There's points in the game where you want to do something like that. And again, though, he's the fastest guy on the field, so you got to be careful who you put on him and what he's doing and all those things. So, it's a part of it, but it's not the only thing. And you got to make sure that you don't hurt yourself in another area, but you certainly have to have eyes on him all the time.
Do you think he's one of the five fastest guys in the league, period, Coach? I mean,
yes, 100%. Yeah, just his acceleration and – I know he has great time speed, but there's a difference sometimes with guys that run fast on the track and then they put a uniform on and maybe not as fast. This guy's fast no matter where he is. If he's running on a track or running on a football field, he is the fastest guy out there.
He has that functional football speed.
He really does. He really does.
Carry his pads. Yeah. And not just the straight line speed, the change of direction, you know, the stop on a dime. I mean, all that stuff, you know, it's just, it's remarkable. It's like almost you have a joystick, you know, but no, that's a human being. That's not a joystick video game. It's crazy.
Sorry. Excuse me. It's 100%. Yeah. As you can see, I've been up late he's keeping us all up late and up early. That's part of it.
Oh man. Yeah. His ability to throw the football is underrated, Coach. How do you evaluate him, you know, as a guy throwing the football?
Yeah, I don't underrate him at all. I think the guy is, I mean, just again, anytime you can go 37 or 42 in the National Football League, five incompletions and come back win, you know, the guy can throw the ball. He can throw it accurately. He knows where he's going with it. We have the utmost respect for this guy. There's no sleeping on any part of his game on this end.
A guy like Ricard, who can play defensive tackle, fullback, tight end, he's kind of like, you know, the biggest Swiss Army knife there is in the National Football League. A 300-pound, fullback that can move. That's a little bit different part of the equation too, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what makes these guys – one of the things that makes these guys so unique is that they can get you out in 11 personnel and spread you out and run all their different runs, but by the same token, they can get in big people and just try to bludgeon you, and they got led by 42, like you mentioned, a 300-and-some-odd-pound defensive tackle. So they do a bunch of different things, and you have to be able to match all of it to be successful, and that's the challenge that we have this week.
You played against a pretty good tight end last week in Hockenson. You get another good tight end this week in Andrews. How similar, how different are those guys?
Their production is, Andrews is, production is off the charts. The other guy as well, Hockenson, I think they're different. Andrew's being a little bit bigger of a guy, but they're both really good players. This guy this week, they have it going, between him and Lamar. They know where each other are going to be, and he fits the ball into tight windows when he has to. And, even when he's covered, he works himself open. So, he's a strong blocker at the point of attack, but he's also savvy in his pass routes like a wideout. So he's certainly the full package as a tight end. He's another problem that we have on Sunday.
Greg Roman, the offensive coordinator, does he every single week, coach, show something different? Does he hold something back where, all right, I'm going to unleash this week, and I'm going to unleash this week another little thing out of this package? Is he creative that way?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, I think they have their core runs that they like, but you're definitely going to see a scheme of the day. Here's what you got, and once you get it, you got it kind of deal, and you better stop it. And then he'll go to something else. But no, Greg does a great job, trying to formation you, get you to what he wants. And we got to try to have just enough to try to keep them off balance a little bit, not always knowing exactly where we're going to be. But, it's a fine line because of you can't be too multiple, but you got to give them enough to know to keep them off balance. So that's kind of what we're going through right now.
Your draft and free agency on the defensive side of the football, you got a bunch of guys, your linebackers can run. Everybody on your defensive football team, it can move, can run. Was that because of, what the division presents in terms of offensive challenges?
I think so. I mean, a lot to do with, you got to be stout in this league, but especially in this division too. And again, as I mentioned before, it starts with those guys up front being athletic enough to handle the different stretch puller schemes. And then, oh, by the way, when you're playing a group like this where they're going to come downhill and try to get after you, you got to be stout enough to hold in there too. So we're fortunate, knock on wood, we got the guys we have, and they're playing their butts off, and it really helps all of us.
In terms of things to stop, like we always talk about, you got to stop the run, stop the run, make quarterbacks in the National Football League throw it because they have to, not because they want to. That's elementary. But when you're stopping a running attack like this, stopping the run is such a broad concept when you're talking about the Ravens, because they have so many ways to attack you. Is there something that is their bread and butter, like, man, we got to make sure we can't let them run north and south on this or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, yes, 100%. I think if you let them execute all of their options all the way out, it can be a problem, So you want to make sure you do a great job of however you're handling the quarterback and the dive part of it. Once they get into their power run schemes, again, if it's successful for them, it's going to be a long day. You got to stop those plays so that they have to go to something else. Because at the end of the day, when he's just turning around, handing it off on a power play or, a counter play, and they're gaining yards to get them into manageable third down, it becomes a long day, as I mentioned. So, just stopping those base plays that they have and then kind of going from there.
Logan Wilson, coach, with four interceptions in six football games at the linebacker position. That's pretty special, isn't it?
Oh, it's great. Again, as you mentioned, we're just a little over a quarter way through the season. And, if you had four interceptions for a year as a corner, that's a good year. And I'm talking about a corner, Logan's around the ball. He finds the ball. He's got great ball skills. He had him in college, and it's transferring over to our league.
So, coach, I know you're in the process, really in the throes of putting together the game plan. We don't want to keep you too long here. So one final question. The biggest key, the biggest must for you defensively in order to put yourself in position to walk away with a W, and man, how great would it be to have two division victories, both on the road, one in Pittsburgh, one in Baltimore? What is a thing or two that is a big focus, do you think?
Yeah, I think that number one, it starts with us and us going in there, like I know we will, with a ton of confidence, knowing that we're going to be in positions to make plays, and when those plays present themselves, we got to make them. We can't. Oh my bad. There can be none of that on Sunday. So, great confidence. Go in there, do our jobs. Don't do more than you're supposed to do. Don't try to help somebody else out. Just, because when you get down that road in option football, then it becomes, again, you can give up more than you make. So we want to be clean there, and we cannot have explosives. No explosive passes, no explosive runs. And if we manage it that way, I think the score will be down, and we'll do a great job on the other side, and we'll have a chance.
Coach, you hit on something that a great defensive coach that I was exposed to would say, listen, defensively, don't harvest someone else's crop. Stay in your gap. Don't be sneaking over here. Don't worry about their crop. You take care of your crop right here. Don't be harvesting someone else's crop. I mean, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
It is. And here's the thing, right? That can come out of two different ways. It can come out of somebody just kind of out there doing their own thing to a degree. And then just somebody, hey, I'm just trying to help. And you don't have to. Just make sure that if you're supposed to, play the B gap, stay in the B gap. If you're supposed to play outside leverage on the slot, stay outside leverage. Don't chase ghosts. Make sure that you're, again, just like you said, just do your job, and that'll settle everybody down when we do it. So it's big.
Coach, certainly do appreciate you carving time to visit us. I know this is a busy game plan day, and put together the best one you can. And good luck with slowing down. Like you said, nobody stops Lamar Jackson, but slowing him down is a big, big key to success, and I know you will.
Yes, sir. No, I appreciate it. Always a pleasure to be on, Lap. Thank you.
You're the man, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay, guys. Have a good day.
Hi, Dave Lapham here. Have you heard about In the Trenches with Dave Lapham, presented by First Star Logistics? Catch new episodes from the world of sports and broadcasting. Search for In the Trenches with Dave Lapham on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.